The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
During this time of the occultation, as we have a representation from the Imam of our time, based on clear signs, words from the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in, certain clear understandings from the Quran that there should be a representation, and there are representatives, the Quran tells us that. The Ahadith more explicitly tell us that. The Imam of our time, in his words, has explicitly told us. And applying those rules today, the person that we refer to as a representative is Ayatollah Khamenei. We've mentioned this a number of times, and I've tried to explain the reasoning behind it, why that representative. It's not about marja'iyya. Marja'iyya is a matter of referring to a scholar, a jurist that has expertise in ahkam. They're a mujtahid. And we have a lot of, alhamdulillah, really good mujtahids, various maraja. There's no need to mention one name or the other. There have been maraja before, there are maraja today, and there will be maraja in the future as well. Scholars that spend time understanding verses, ahadith, determining what an understanding, a legitimate understanding of ahkam, practical ahkam, of daily matters, what they may be, and we're supposed to find someone that we can trust has, as far as we can tell, has a good understanding of these ahkam, and we refer to them. That is the matter of marja'iyya. During the time of the minor occultation, we had that. The marja'iyya at that time, according to certain accounts, was actually based in Qum. As the deputy, the third deputy, Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, Al-Nawbakhti, sent a book that he ordered to be compiled by one of his assistants, who later on went astray. Before he'd gone astray, the book was compiled, a book that seems to have been something like a risala. After it was compiled, Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, this deputy, he's a representative of the Imam, one who has been appointed and clearly was known to be the representative of the Imam of our time during his time. He sent that book to Qum for the scholars of Qum, who were as a center of containing a good number of scholars, to check it. Based on the account, that's what it seems like was happening. So in terms of ahkam, practical laws, and so on and so forth, there were different scholars at the time, that Shias who lived in different areas, they would find one of them that they would be able to determine they have expertise, and would ask them their practical laws and get guidance from them. But representation, the one who leads the ummah upon the command of the Imam of our time and represents his leadership where we can't see him at that time, was Al-Husayn ibn Ruh. Today it's Ayatollah Khamenei. Clearly, there's plenty of signs. If anyone opens their eyes to see it, one clear sign that we have mentioned is that while generally the ahadith say to refer to those who narrate the riwayat, the ahadith, and so based on that, one of the extensions of that, one of the learnings, or one of the things we learn from that, is to refer to the mujtahideen in regards to our practical laws. However, clearly the one who is narrating hadith in more areas and is representing the Ahlul Bayt in their behavior more, in leading the Ummah towards the direction of the Ahlul Bayt, in being able to go against the enemies of Islam and all the aspects of the lives of the Ma'sumeen, if we look at them. The one who represents that more, ulama generally with their knowledge represent that. However, in terms of their leadership, not everybody represents that. Leadership isn't limited to providing those practical laws. That is really not leadership. That is marja'iyya in the sense of ahkam, in the sense of ijtihad and taqleed, which plenty of, alhamdulillah, scholars we have had and we are having. But leading the ummah is something that very few have done. And during this time, on the scale of which Imam Khomeini first and now Ayatollah Khomeini is doing, clearly that is representing in their behavior. We can see that. We can see what they are doing is above and beyond compared to anyone else with their representation, with their reflection of the Ma'sumin salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And so if that hadith is to be taken, that أَمَّا الْحَوَادِثُ الْوَاقِعَ فَارْجَعُوا فِيهَا إِلَىٰ رُوَاتَ حَدِيثِنَا, the one that is seen to be reflecting the Ahlul Bayt more should be seen more as the one, or as they should be the one, they should be seen as the one who represents the Ahlul Bayt more. That's one of the signs. There's plenty of other reasons and clear signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put before our eyes, if we open our eyes to see that he is that representative. We've explained this, we'll continue to explain that, as this is relevant to the ummah. Anywhere we've had success in the ummah, it's because they have identified that leadership, they have taken his leadership, they have applied it, and you see success. Anywhere, absolutely anywhere that we see success, when you trace it, you see and you find those elements there. In the fight against Daesh, the fatwa of Marja'iyya was key, was very important. However, the ones that led the, commanded the troops were the commanders that were under Ayatollah Khamenei's leadership. Them going there and being involved the way they were, whether it's Hajj Qasim, Hajj Abu Mahdi, who mentioned this himself, those were his own words. That Ayatollah Khamenei is not an Iranian. That's not an Iranian thing. And he's absolutely right about that. That's the correct understanding, as opposed to those who say, well, that's just an Iranian thing. No, it isn't an Iranian thing. Hajj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, that great shaheed, was someone who reflected that. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah from another part of the world reflects that in the same way. The Yemeni resistance have mentioned that in numerous ways, that they consider the wali that they need to listen to in the absence of the Imam of our time to be Ayatollah Khamenei. You see success over there. In Syria, the same thing happened. Anywhere in the world, in Lebanon, in Palestine recently, those developments of the weapons and so on that led to the victory that we just saw, that is being in line. There were times that unfortunately some shayateen had created a little bit of a distance which was made up, alhamdulillah. They fixed that problem, but there was a time where there was some a gap, a separation, and that led to defeats. Wherever there is, it's very simple logic, because that is the representative of the Imam of our time, if people listen to that representative, we will see success. If people don't listen to that, all these are things that we've mentioned over and over. The main point that we're mentioning, hopefully the audience, the listeners, have thought about this and have found the evidence to be overwhelming and they understand that. The part that needs more emphasis is this. For those who've understood this, it's not sufficient to simply accept this as a truth, as a reality, as something to know. It's not enough. It's not enough to have that. If Ayatollah Khamenei is giving a speech tomorrow, which he is, Iran time tomorrow, if Ayatollah Khamenei is giving a speech, that speech of his, whatever it is, I need to tune into it. I need to listen. What is there that he is saying? I need to pay careful attention, hear it, analyze it, think about it. What parts are more directly relevant to me? What parts I need to understand in the context that he's speaking, and then understand based on that how that applies to me, and so on and so forth.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.